Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke chapters 13 to 15. Are we bearing fruit or living on borrowed time? We read in Luke chapter 13 verses 6 to 9 like this. Then he, that is Jesus, also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down." This passage is a parable told by Jesus Christ to his disciples that is found only in the Gospel of Luke. A fig tree often represents God's blessing, or a people who have a special relationship with God. This fig tree that was planted in the vineyard may stand for Israel and is similar to another fig tree that was cursed by Jesus. There are 4 parables of Jesus Christ that emphasize God looking for fruit from his vineyard. John the Baptist also preached about this near the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This parable reveals the failure of Israel, symbolized by the fig tree, to bear fruit for God. Sadly, the fig tree would be cut down and replaced by other trees that would bear fruit. The lesson to be learned is that when God gives spiritual privileges to anyone, he also expects fruit. There is an imminent danger of not producing any fruit. Even though God was merciful with Israel, he still had to judge that nation later when it still failed to produce any spiritual fruit. As a spiritual application, our Lord Jesus Christ has chosen us with a purpose. As he stated in John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 16, like this, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." Even though this parable speaks of God's patience and forbearance, but it also reveals God's eventual severity in judgment on those who are continually fruitless. We must pay attention to what Apostle Paul has written concerning this matter in Romans chapter 11, verse 22. "Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off." Let us remember that God is gracious and patient, but there is a limit to his patience toward those who do not repent. John the Baptist also warns us about God's judgment in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, like this, "And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." The question that we should ask ourselves today is, are we bearing fruit or living on borrowed time and taking up space on this earth?